This is a very interesting book, and I'm saying this not because I was at its presentation, but also because I've gone through it. It's a very relevant book, especially for those who are keen on communicating immigration, because you'll find that most of the time those who are communicating immigration don't know anything at all about it. So they end up passing across wrong information. They end up making people, especially in this context, Italians, think of immigrants as people who are just here to, you know, probably steal their jobs, to exploit their resources. People who don't have anything to give to this community. And I think that's a very wrong message they are passing across. That's why I think it's important to have such a book that helps journalists know how to approach this topic, which is very delicate. It's delicate in the sense that most of the time you are dealing with lives of people, and it's really sad to treat that superficially, because at times you end up really ruining people's lives by talking about them in a very superficial way, and in a way contributing to the negative perceptions people have.
Perpetrating a prejudice.
Yes, that's actually...
I remember reading, apart from the human aspect, which is fundamental, that should all immigrants who live and work in Italy leave, Italian economy will shut down.
That's right. That's right, yeah. But unfortunately, most of Italians don't know this. They don't even know that they need immigrants. In fact, I normally tell my Italian friends that the day they'll wake up and not find any immigrant around, they'll go abroad to look for them.
Absolutely.
Yes, because this country now desperately needs immigrants. And I also find it strange that while there is this kind of negative image of immigrants, they're seen as people who are dangerous, people who do all sorts of things. Yet these are the very people Italians entrust their babies to, their elderly to. So it's like when immigrants are on the street, they're different. When they are in our homes, they're totally different. So this is where journalists are important in helping the people know that these are the same people and you need to treat them humanly because they are giving you so much.
You were saying that you have been in Italy, you come from Kenya, yes. You've been here for 16 years.
Yes.
Have you seen the attitude of Italians change in this time?
Yes, it has changed a lot. Initially, Italians were very open to immigrants, probably because there were very few. Then there came a time when the media started focusing on numbers of immigrants arriving. And that kind of scared Italians because, you know, they started thinking of, my God, how many of them are coming here and what are they coming to do? And also, at the same time, the media were focusing especially on refugees, you know, people who are desperate, coming through Lampedusa and all that. So Italians were really getting scared of, how will we take care of all these people? Yet, the media were totally ignoring the other side of immigrants. And I mean those who are contributing to the economy of this country. And there are so many, so many.
The book I said earlier, it's a kind of a manual. It's divided into sections. It has a lot of good news stories.
Yes, yeah. It's a small step towards helping journalists have a focus on people doing good things, immigrants who have succeeded in whatever they came here to do. And that's a very good starting point so that they can at least have an idea of people who've struggled and have made it and are doing a lot for this country.
How come you were involved in the presentation of the book?
Well, I would say by chance.
That's very modest.
By chance in the sense that some years ago, an Italian journalist was writing stories of Africans who have made it here, and she included a chapter about me in her book. And when they were preparing this handbook, they decided to get an extract of that chapter. So that's basically how.
Well, give us in a nutshell. Give us your story, your good news story.
I don't know whether it's good news. I don't know. I don't really. But I think what really attracted them was the contribution I've been making to the immigrant community here. trying to promote their positive image and basically trying to also help them know their rights and duties, of course, as citizens, as new citizens. You know, we're trying to move from foreigners to new citizens because they're people who are here to stay, and many of them have children who were born here who've never been back to their parents' homes. So basically, we've been keen on trying to help this society understand that it is a multicultural society, and this is a reality that must be accepted, promoted, and in a way, people must be helped to live peacefully together. So that's basically what I've been trying to do.
This is through your newspaper, if I'm not mistaken, which also has a big website, which I have visited, right?
Yes.
Africa News.
Yes, yes, yes. I write for this newspaper called Africa News, which is a newspaper for Africans in Italy. The paper was founded about 12 years ago, and we've been trying to keep Africans informed of the latest news regarding immigration, informed of their rights, how to go about getting documents, and also informing them of other success stories of Africans here. We try to celebrate our heroes who most of the time are totally ignored.
It's Africa News, and you speak of immigrants who come from Africa. Do you find that immigrants from other countries, other continents, come to your webpage or ask you for advice as well?
Yes. Being a paper written in English, and in this country I don't think there are so many publications in English. So English being a universal language, we actually have readers from all countries, all trying to come to our website to find out what's happening, how to go about getting different documents, and also reporting human rights abuses. We receive more reports than police from immigrants.
You receive them firsthand from people here?
Yes, yes, people calling us to tell us, my employer is doing this. What can I do? Where do I go to report this? And most of the time we end up solving the problems even without them going to the police, because at times it's just enough to make a phone call and ask the employer, what's happening? We are hearing this thing is, and people really feel happy about that because they have somebody they can contact. And
how do they know about you? How do they find out that you exist and that they can contact you?
I think by word of mouth. Mm. Most of our readers talk about us to their friends. And one of the most interesting things of working for a newspaper is that people don't know you. They only know the name, but they don't have an idea of how you look like. So this at times helps me have a very interesting encounters with our readers, because at times I go around and listen to the way people talk about the paper and its content. And a very interesting case was when I went to the police station, to the immigration office, where people were asking for documents. And one of the Africans there was trying to argue with the officer that he had a right to be given that document. And the officer seemingly wasn't informed about that. So the guy was showing him, come on, it's written in Africa News. If you doubt, read it here. And, and I took the paper and he read it, and he went and consulted with his superiors, and he confirmed that that was right. And that was a very interesting encounter for us.
That brings us back to the importance of the media as well.
Yes, really, yeah. In fact, when you're
the
dealing
responsibility.
With
responsibility.
When you're dealing with the media, you really need to be aware of the fact that you are not just passing information, but you are passing information that in a way may help save lives. And that's something that most of the time we try to ignore. But it's really important that we handle every information carefully, thinking of who is going to get it and how that information is going to help the person in whichever way.